From time to time, we all need a JP, whether it's to sign documents, to witness some things, and of course, there's never one where you need one. There's never one around when you need one at that exact time. I can tell you where they will all be this Thursday at Club Macquarie for their next meeting. It looks like the branch secretary of Lake Macquarie branch of New South Wales Justice Association, Jason Wagstaff, I've tracked you all down. You won't get away from us this Thursday.
No, that's for sure. We'll be at Club Macquarie at about 7 p.m. for our monthly meeting to get together and train and discuss all matters to do with JPs.
And now that we've mentioned it, you'll probably find a whole stack of people with plenty of documents needing signatures. Look, let's take you through the whole process of becoming a JP. If anyone's interested, Jason, how does that all unfold?
Okay, it's a relatively simple process, but it does take a little bit of time. The process involves jumping onto the New South Wales Justice website, which you can find through going through Services New South Wales, or just typing in New South Wales JPs, and you'll be directed to the government website, where you'll be required to fill in an online application form, which then leads you through the steps of becoming a JP. But the main key hurdles, if you like, to become a JP is that you need to be able to supply two character references, as well as a reference letter from either your work, if you wish to be a work-orientated JP, if you're required to be a JP for work, or if you want to be a JP within your local community. So you need a letter from a local community organisation that can show the New South Wales Attorney General that that there's a need for you to be a JP in the community. Now, once that's all done, you print out the online application form and you send all the details to your local Member of Parliament. And then once that's done, he actually then nominates you in Parliament. Once that occurs, the forms go through to the Attorney General's Department. They do the standard criminal checks. If you are then accepted to be a JP, you then go to the local courthouse at Newcastle and swear an oath to the Crown, and you're a JP.
You did mention, Jason, it's fairly simple, but it is a fairly lengthy process. I think I might be disqualified if I'm looking for character references and work references, so I might be
they recommend, when I became a JP, that it takes about 12 weeks from start to finish, which is relatively quick when you consider the fact that Parliament only sits certain times of the year and you need your local member to nominate you on their behalf. But also, the other hurdle, which is to be of good character, that is a very, very important hurdle to be a JP. And there's a couple of key things that you just will be knocked back straight away. So if you've spent any time in imprisonment or incarceration, you're instantly disqualified from being a JP. Or if you've ever been convicted in the last 20 years of an offence where dishonesty is part of that offence. So they're very much leaning towards people of good character. So if you've been convicted, then you've got no show. If you've been incarcerated, then also you've got no show. But anyone else that is of good character, then there should be, as long as you've passed all the criminal checks, etc., there should be no reason why they shouldn't appoint you as a JP.
Jason, if you're already a JP and then you are fall into that category, you go to jail or dishonesty offences, will your status be revoked?
Yes, it will. Almost instantaneously.
Okay. Now, once you become a JP, what are some of the things that it will allow you to do?
Okay, basically, in New South Wales, we are required to witness documents in terms of certified copies of original documents, witness affidavits, witness other various documents required to be witnessed by people, including JPs, but you know, you might see on their back of forms, needs to be witnessed by your local pharmacist, your local doctor, JPs, any of those kinds of documents that require a certified witness to certify your document or witness your signature, then that's the kind of things that we do. And we aren't allowed to charge money where a public notary is allowed to charge money to sign a form on your behalf, whereas we're not allowed to, by law, charge money for those kinds of services.
And sadly, it won't get you 20% off at Hunter's Best Restaurants. But, Jason, it sounds like a lot of fun. Very interesting way to go about things. Thank you for your time and explaining with us that this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Yes, from the late Macquarie branch of New South Wales Justices Association, Jason Wagstaff, talking with us about what it does become, what you need to do to become a JP. And in fact, from the events calendar, they have their meeting this Thursday, the first Thursday of the month, JPs, that is, at the Club Macquarie. 7 o'clock starts till 8:30. And yes, if you are a JP, you're welcome to attend. More details at 2NURFM.com.